It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you ever thought about consulting a dentist for your sleep apnea and snoring? Well, maybe it's time to make an appointment. My guest is Dr. Gail Demko. She's the president of the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine. So, Dr. Demko, tell us a little bit about oral appliance therapy and how that can help us with sleep apnea, snoring, and really getting a better night's sleep from a dentist.
Well, it turns out that oral appliance therapy basically is similar to a mouth guard-like material, which will hold the bottom jaw forward and keep the airway open at night. This allows patients to breathe better. It decreases snoring and gets rid of it in the majority of people.
Now, so tell us a little bit about how it's inserted. Is this a non-surgical device? It's just fit to your mouth?
The dentist will take models of your upper and bottom jaws. They will have this made. So for anyone who's worn a night guard or had an orthodontic retainer, they're going to understand exactly how these devices feel. They're very small, they're compact, and their only job is to clip onto the top teeth, clip onto the bottom teeth, and hold the bottom jaw in a slightly forward position.
Well, I think one of the problems, Dr. Demko, with apnea and snoring is that people's adherence to their CPAP is so low. So is this going to change that?
Well, sometimes it does, because CPAP for many patients is hard to tolerate because the pressures are very high and it makes it uncomfortable to breathe. But many patients will wear a mouthpiece with their CPAP and all of a sudden the CPAP pressures go way down and the patient is exquisitely happy with both. But truth be told, the majority of patients, which is over 75%, won't need to use CPAP if they get a mouthpiece.
Wow. And now, is this, you know, oral appliance therapy or a mouth guard, is this something that all dentists are now qualified to do? Are there certain dentists that are doing it and not others?
For a patient to find a local dentist to help with these oral devices, they should go to localsleepdentist.com, because the Academy has a list of all of our members in North America. So in Canada also, for patients who are looking for dentists who have an understanding of how these devices work.
So how do they actually work?
They hold the bottom jaw forward, almost into a bulldog bite, something we can't do because our muscles won't allow that to happen. It's too uncomfortable after a few minutes. But if the device does it, there's absolutely no discomfort, and patients will tell you they can tell immediately that they're going to be able to breathe better.
And now, by wearing something, Dr. Demko, that, you know, makes that jaw in the forward position, is there any side effect or risk that it's going to push your jaw forward? I remember having a retainer that pulled my jaw backward.
Correct. And these will do the opposite of that. There is a small probability that this could happen, but all of us who treat patients now have ways of making sure that doesn't happen. Sometimes it's just doing simple exercises in the morning, like clenching your teeth together. And if you lived in Boston, just driving to work in the traffic here would solve that problem for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, so speak a little bit about that. Does this device help? Because some people, while they sleep, maybe they don't snore or have apnea, but they grind or clench their teeth. Does this have any effect on that?
There are no devices that stop grinding and clenching. The reason dentists give devices to patients that if they're grinding, we want them to eat through the plastic and not through their own natural teeth. So these devices can do double duty, but for insurance coverage, you have to be diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea.
So these devices, now, as I understand it, we're talking about the one that makes your jaw come a little bit forward, but there's also a tongue one, right?
There are three of those that are FDA accepted for treating obstructive sleep apnea. They're slightly more difficult for patients to tolerate. I have over 3,000 patients that I have treated, and yet only 9 of them are using tongue retaining devices long term.
Okay, and does insurance cover maybe the mandibular advancement device or the tongue retraining or any of these type of oral appliance therapy? How is insurance involved in that?
If a patient is diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea and not just simple snoring, this is a covered service by almost every larger medical insurance company in the country, including Medicare. So it is something that the patient's insurance will cover in good part, if not 100%.
Our health insurance, or is this dental insurance?
Correct. I'm glad you brought that out. It is medical insurance, not dental insurance, because sleep apnea and snoring is considered a medical disease, not a dental disease.
So this is a really important point, Dr. Demko, because if you're going to your dentist and they're always used to, you know, billing your insurance company as their as your dentist, do you make sure that you tell them, please bill my health insurance company if they're different, or bill my health insurance company if they're the same as health insurance, not as dental insurance? I mean, is this getting muddled up in the works here?
People who belong to our academy, the American Academy of Dental Sleep Medicine, are well aware of how to navigate the very treacherous waters of medical insurance, and it is that group of people that make it much easier for patients to get proper care with proper coverage.
Are there any disadvantages of these devices?
These devices can, if the patient moves his jaw too far or too quickly, cause achiness in the joint, but all of those things go away and resolve all by themselves with very simple actions, such as taking the mouthpiece out and not wearing it for a few days.
Does it affect if you're somebody who gets up in the night, drinks a little water, leans over, grabs your glass? I mean, is there any effect that might impede swallowing, or, you know, you forget you're wearing it and it has a problem there?
People actually do forget they're wearing them, but there are 80 different devices that are now cleared by the FDA for treating obstructive sleep apnea and snoring. And many of them allow the patient the natural range of motion so they can sip water, they can take a pill or two if they need to in the middle of the night. You can actually answer the phone, but you would not want to wear the device and carry on a long-term conversation. It would muddle you up a bit.
It definitely would. Now, what about any pain from these devices?
The devices all must be fit by a qualified dentist, and our rule of thumb is make sure that before the patient leaves your office, that the patient is totally comfortable, there's no pressure on the teeth, and they feel as if the device is going to be something they can get used to. For that reason, many of us use very small, thin devices and not very big, bulky ones, which would be more comparable to those that you could buy online.
And what's their sort of rate of success for apnea and snoring, Dr. Demko?
To stop someone from snoring, these devices are more than 85% effective.
Wow.
Treating sleep apnea, where patients have a more complete closure of the airway, almost the fact that they could actually close, and in some cases up to a minute at a time, there we have a success rate that's closer to 50%. However, we take another 25 and make them a whole lot better. So we're looking at 75% of patients being much more comfortable and preferring this treatment to any other.
And do you have to use the treatment in just the last 30 seconds or so? Is it permanent?
The devices that we fabricate, the majority of them will last 3 to 4 years. Medicare will pay every 5 years to replace the device, and most commercial insurance every 2 to 3 years.
So you really have to keep wearing one as long as you want for it to work. Give us your best advice, Dr. Gail Demko, for sleep apnea and snoring and dental devices.
What you want to do is talk to your physician about any problems you have with snoring, talk to your dentist when it comes to discussing therapeutic options, and understand that oral device therapy is just as effective as all the other treatments that are on the market today.
Thank you so much. It's oral appliance therapy. You're listening to Staying Well. I'm Melanie Cole. We'll be back.